This Memorial Day weekend, families will gather for dinners and cookouts amidst the flags that mark this annual holiday. But as Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, it is also a day of remembrance.
I had a great uncle. When I was a boy, he was my favorite. I called him Unc. He was a retired New York City policeman. Unc was short, beefy, and bald, with short, stubby fingers. And although my mother liked him, she thought he was coarse, as people once called those with rough edges. A bachelor, Unc had a girlfriend, Margaret, who worked at Western Union. They dated, including occasionally going to bars to have drinks. Unc lived with his two pious Methodist sisters who, with icy resignation, barely tolerated his ways. The drinking, but also that Margaret was both Irish and Catholic. Margaret never made any appearances at family occasions. To this day, I have his billy club. It has no nicks or dents. Unc, a diamond in the rough, had a good heart, and my guess is never used the club in earnest. I think of him often, and especially around Memorial Day. He was not a war veteran, but he assumed the care of the family gravesite. It was small, located at the Moravian Cemetery on Staten Island. The plot sat on a stand of lovely old beech trees. Among great aunts and uncles, my parents are buried there. On occasion, he'd take me with him to care for the site. It was a ritual of remembering I enjoyed. He'd mow the small patch of grass, meticulously trim around the headstones, and have me weed at the edges of the plot. He'd plant flowers, water them while standing in silent reflection, and then, before leaving, light up one of his old gold cigarettes, the sign that the ritual was over. I recognized the tender caring in this ritual of remembering that bespoke gentleness in him that I treasured. I wondered, when after he died, who'd look after the site. On Memorial Day here on the shore between cookouts, there will be occasions of remembering at gravesites. We will remember those who gave their lives in the service of their country. Acts of remembrance have significant spiritual power. They are often regarded as activities kindred to praying. To remember someone bereaved is to communicate to them comfort and offer them strength. To hold someone deceased in our thoughts is to honor their memory and, in a mystical sort of way, to invite them out of the past to join us in the present. It's a gesture of thanksgiving for their lives. I'm particularly fond of how Quakers put this. To pray or carry someone in remembrance is to hold them in the light. To call to mind those friends and relatives who have predeceased us is in part to acknowledge the role they played in making us the persons we are today. In my studio in the corner, I can see Unc's billy club leaning against the wall. The club is dark mahogany, smooth and shiny, as if brand new. As I look at this instrument of control, ironically, I think not of its potential for violence, but recall the spirit of gentleness that Unc left to me as his legacy. George Merrill, On the Shore.